Welcome back, friends. Today and for the next few episodes, I am just incredibly honored, delighted, and filled with joy to introduce you Julie Alexander. She is co-founder of the Alexander Apostle. I'll let her speak to that personally. She has a beautiful story with that. And our co-host, Sarah, not quite sure where she is. So if she's able to join us, we will graft her in with the show. But I wanted to go ahead out of respect of Julie's time to continue on with this.
Good to be here with you. Thank you for asking me. Well, just trust in the Holy Spirit to take it where He wants it to go, right?
That's right. Good. That's right. Julie, in case you didn't have an opportunity to take a look at our past shows, and it's good to take stock of where we've been. We're looking at the overall topic of cultivating a Catholic marriage. So the first set of episodes dealt with defining a Catholic marriage. It's centered around the four F's: faithful, fruitful, forever, and forsaking all others. I add a T for tithing. We didn't go into much definition of tithing. I think that's very much a separate show, but that T encompassing a sense of generosity with money. We considered that it was really an impossible task without grace, which is why there is a covenant provided for. We went in, we spent a little bit of time talking about covenant and contracts and that sort of thing. And that is the oath of the couple, which elevates the contract to a covenant, and that's where the grace is supplied. So that was the first set, defining terms. The second body of shows was looking at examples who attained this, because the question for that first show of definition, is it a bar too high? Mm-hmm. I mean, is it even possible these days? And some, as you know, will tell you it's just been there, done that, ain't doing it now. So we looked at some blesseds, some couples through the ages. I should have had their book. Oh, here it is, pulled out. You probably know it, Ferdinand Holbrook's book. And I took some from there, such as Anne and Joachim and Mary and Joseph, because they're tied to the Incarnation. Monica, so now, but then we will spread out through the centuries. Monica and Patricius, Thomas, so she was a saint, husband was not. Thomas More and Jane Colt, he is, she isn't. Then Louis and Zelie Martino, coming into our generation. And then Gianna and Pietro Mola. So that's our background. Any thoughts before we move forward from there?
I'll just use the word critical. Critical condition is something that I would say that we are in, and we haven't arrived here overnight. And so I think it's awesome that, one, you explain and have a foundation of an explanation of a Catholic marriage, because often people don't know. We assume these things. We assume others know, should just get it, should have an understanding of it. But sadly, very unfortunately, through either lack of good example or lack of catechesis, lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, you name it. I don't know. I really don't know if there's more lack in our culture today than towards marriage and the understanding of it, what it's for, why we have it. I love the fact that you were bringing up the saints, the married saints, and then you said, well, you're like, Thomas More, he is a saint, and she was not. And I was like, okay, yes, how did he become a saint? Because she was there for him and praying for him.
Right.
And standing next to him in that tumultuous time of his life. Can you imagine that, his wife? Oh, my Lord. But I love looking at all the differences and all the examples that we have. And I would say you are correct when you say, even myself, I can say that my parents have been married for 63 years. Beautiful, incredible marriage. But I remember leaving the house, going to college, and finding, you know, this dating scene, awesome and wonderful and great, and meeting my now husband, Greg, then, and really thinking that my parents had such a holy, perfect marriage. How in the world could you attain that? So didn't even think it was possible, because it wasn't anything that was really talked about. You know, we had catechesis, we had, you know, then it was CCD and had it in our home. But as in terms of marriage, I think we just all assumed that it's just something that you do, it works, it's good. But yet, wow, did we ever, I wonder if we would have known then, or my parents would have known then, if we would have been at this point where we're hearing the final battle between God and Satan is between marriage and the family. And oh my goodness, have we seen that come full force in the destruction of the family, which is the disintegration of marriage and changing marriage into be something that it cannot be. All of it is a direct target towards God. And yes, it's so important that you're covering what you're covering, and I'm honored to be a part. So thank you.
Very good. Very good. I think Sarah's ready. This is our opening episode, so we'll keep this short, and then we will pick up on the next episode with Sarah.
Awesome.
Till then, my friends, fides erratio.